The following program originally aired in 2008.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer Veronica Nunn. Her warm, sweet voice has a touch of humor, and she's aided and bedded by Travis Shook on piano. Hi, you two.
Hi, hello. How are you?
It's kind of a reunion in a way. I haven't met you before, Veronica.
Oh, that's true. This is the first time, and I'm so honored. You have no idea how excited I am about this.
Well, thank you. Of course, Travis, as you probably know, was on the show years ago.
Yeah, when you 1997, I think.
Was it really?
I think it's been that long, believe it or not.
And now, I guess I can let it slip out, you two got married.
Yeah. We got married
in... It's not a secret anymore.
Right. We got married in 93, so...
No, honey, we got married in 1997.
Oh, we
actually
did. Oh, that's right. Usually it's the woman that always remembers.
What did you get me? Hot sauce from New Orleans, I think, as the anniversary present.
Yeah.
It seemed like an afterthought to me, to be honest, but that's okay.
Oh, it's wonderful that you're here. So many things to talk about. How did you two meet?
Well, we met in a jam session. I think it was Iridium. What's it, the Iridium?
Yeah.
And usually they have different keyboard players come up when they call singers up. And Travis had just finished a solo thing, and then they said, oh, well, why don't you stay for this singer? That's how they said, this singer. And Travis stayed, and we played You Don't Know What Love Is. And we played together like we'd been playing together forever. It was the most amazing thing for me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so then I gave him, I wanted his phone number so I could use him for different gigs, and I didn't have a pen, so he wrote his phone number in my book with my lipstick pencil.
Yes. Well, I'm dying to hear the two of you perform.
Great.
What do you think you're going to open up with?
Oh, we're going to open up with One Note Samba.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's on this latest album, so, or
great.
CD now. There's no such thing as albums anymore, I guess.
I'll sit here and listen.
Okay, great.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note, and the note that's bound to follow is the root of still that note. Now this new one is a consequence of one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have used up all the skills I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants to hold short, and if I sell out, then will find themselves with no sure. Better play the note you know.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a tough song to sing, even though it's just one note, you know, basically.
Yeah, and it's got to be sort of... really high energy.
Yes, yes. And
all the way through. So you certainly did that.
I think I've had like 6 cups of caffeinated Starbucks. I think that usually does the trick. I don't know what I'm going to do on the ballads, though. So.
Oh, you'll be all right. Veronica, did you have a musical family? How did you get started?
Well, my father played jazz trumpet. And my mom, she didn't really play any instruments, but she really loved, like, all types of music. And she loved Broadway show tunes, country music, I mean, everything. And she really made sure that my brother and I were exposed to a lot of it, to everything. So I think that was her love of it. She would play all these records. In those days, we had records. And it was 78s, actually. We're playing 78s. I don't want to date myself, but and I grew up on that. I grew up listening to everything. So.
Well, did they have a lot of jazz clubs where You're from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm. Little Rock. There was a couple of places, but I was actually very fortunate to work with a gentleman by the name of Art Porter. And he had a son, Art Porter Jr., who was a horn player, but Art Porter was the jazz pianist in that area at the time. So I worked with him and a gentleman by the name of Bob Steele. But I think when I moved to New York at 19, that was when the real education, the strongest part of the education began.
So how did you get started? Like, what would be your first gig?
Well, I started hanging out in the Village a lot, and they had a session going on now it's called Sweet Rhythm. It used to be Sweet Basil.
Yes, I remember.
And that's where I met Big Nick Nicholas. I met Big Nick there. I met Doc Cheatham, Eddie Chambly, Ram Ramirez. And they kind of took me, actually Big Nick took me under his wing. And I started playing all these clubs in Harlem. There were still a few clubs on 54th Street at the time. And that's kind of how I got my real true education.
It's just great that you happened to marry a piano player. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as singers, we tend to develop attractions for piano players or guitar players so that we don't have to split the money when we do the gigs.
Well, I think it would be just great if you and Travis would do another number.
Oh, wow. Well, we'd love to. Very much so. Thank you.
What have you got up your sleeve or...
Well, we're going to do, this is from one of the first albums I did called American Lullaby. The tune is called American Lullaby. And it's on the CD as a medley for Jordan, she's my niece. And I wrote it I put it together when she was very little. It's two songs, American Lullaby, which was written by Gladys Rich in 1890-something. And then I combined it with Not While I'm Around from Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd.
Oh, sure. I remember that song.
So I put those two together, and we have a little arrangement on it. So we'll see. We like it. So.
Dying to hear it.
Hush, you sweet little baby, and don't you cry anymore. Daddy is down at his stockbroker's office, a-keeping the wolf from the door. Nursey will raise the window shades high, so you can see the cars whizzing by. Home in a hurry, each daddy must fly to a baby like you. Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around.
I guess two tunes is a medley, but it really is lovely, and I particularly like the Stephen Sondheim tune. It really makes a perfect pair.
Yeah, it's a nice. I think that when I was putting them together, I liked American Lullaby. I'd been singing that for about 30 years, and I thought, well, when I went to see Sweeney Todd, what a great lullaby, because it was talking about protecting and nourishing and just being there for anybody, actually, when you think about it. It could be a love song, but I thought it was a nice contrast, and because Stephen Sondheim, Sweeney Todd was the theme of it, was, you know, this barber who butchered all these people and made them into pies.
You know, I would really love to do a tune with you, Veronica. If
this would be great. I would love to. We don't need Travis. We'll just, you and I
well,
can do
if he doesn't mind, that would be fun.
I would be
fun
so
to
happy
do.
To listen to you.
Wow, this is incredible. This would be such a great honor. I can't even begin to say. I was so excited. Yes, definitely.
Well, the thing is, what should we do that we both know?
Why don't we do They Can't Take That Away From Me?
Great song.
So we'll do it now, right?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road called love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
That was so great, Marion. God, that was so great to listen to.
You know what's fun? I've probably said this a lot of times. It's great to meet somebody and then you play together like you haven't met before, but somehow it all works out.
Yeah, that's what's so great about jazz, especially because it's so open and it allows you to, you know, discover things about each other that you probably would never do if you just were sitting down talking. You know,
that's
it's
true.
Great. It's wonderful.
Well, I just wanted to say what a ball it's been and still is to have you two on the show. It's so enjoyable.
Well, we can't thank you enough for having us on the show. I mean, this has been one of the experiences in my life that goes into the little handful of experiences that make living worth living. You know what I mean?
Well, I just hope that you'll be very successful with everything you do. And I thank you so much for coming. And we've got one more song. What are we going to do? We should.
Well, we're going to do, I think this is a Sonny Rollins tune called Doxy. And Mark Murphy wrote lyrics to it.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah, he wrote lyrics to it. So, you know, I'm I'm going to try to give it its value.
Okay. Let's
get to it.
Get to it.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
The last thing in the world that he'd like to do was to watch that box and smoke a pipe. Oh, we lived all over the city and the country. And that's the reason why I got itchy feet and I wanna tell this town.